I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's a story about a mall that has nothing to do with Black Friday. I'm talking about the National Mall in Washington, D.C., that stretch of park in the Capitol, surrounded by all those museums. Some of them are easy to spot, like the Smithsonian Castle, but next to the castle are some underground museums with entrances that are hard for visitors to find. That's one thing the Smithsonian wants to fix with a $2 billion renovation. An architect from Denmark, Bjarke Ingels, came up with the plan.
The area around the Smithsonian is practically the most heavily regulated piece of real estate on planet Earth, because you have a lot of concerns for historical preservation, a lot of like very old and precious buildings. You have the National Mall with all of the requirements around having a like sort of the backyard of the nation, and of course like a lot of security. So it was really like stepping into a minefield of restrictions where we had to go and try to make some improvements.
So walk us through the design. You've got this museum that's already there facing this big expanse of kind of open space. Where do you enter the new museum in your design, and what do you see?
Basically, do you imagine that the entire campus of museums south of the National Mall consists of almost like an instant architectural history of the last 150 years of American architecture? So you have like this very, very eclectic sort of campus of different buildings. And our job was in a way to try to make the exhibitions more accessible and to make navigation around the campus more intuitive. One of the main challenges is that the castle is, of course, of incredible historical value, but Washington has started to experience some earthquakes, and it's not earthquake resistant because they didn't do that in the mid-19th century.
You're talking about the 2011 earthquake, which I had almost forgotten about. So how big an impact did that earthquake have on the design you're working on, and especially in terms of technology and structural engineering?
Well, basically, it became clear that both, of course, for safety reasons, but also to preserve the historical value of the castle, we would need to make it earthquake resistant. So we actually went another route, which is a little bit less traditional, which is called base isolation, where you basically put the entire castle on a tray that then sits on point foundations that are so elastic that they can actually absorb all of the energy of an earthquake. So without changing the architecture of the castle at all, we take all of the forces where the castle meets the ground.
Wow, so you're going to be kind of retrofitting the old Smithsonian Castle as well as building this new structure.
Exactly. The Hauptgarten behind the castle, which is a beautiful garden, it's also at the same time the roof of two big museums that are underground. The roof membrane has started to leak, so we needed to fix it anyway. And right now you have the most amazing collections of African and Asian art buried three floors underneath the ground. And a lot of people simply don't know that they're there. So they are currently rather underenjoyed. So here we thought, if we're going to change the roof anyway, what we did was we sort of conceived of the entire Hauptgarten as a big canvas, where we then gently lift the corners on two sides, opening up the sort of making the garden slope up, if you will, and opening up views and daylight to enter downstairs, so that when you're walking on the mall and you're looking past the castle, you see these like little peaks opening up and inviting people to sort of enter and descend and explore the exhibitions below.
Bjarke, you're Danish. Danish design in the United States is often synonymous with just modern, full stop. I suspect, though, your own take on Danish design is probably a little more complex and thoughtful.
The funny thing is, when when we started out in Denmark 14 years ago, the Danish architecture community saw us as some weird new thing. But I think actually our approach has probably evolved into what the world is beginning to understand as contemporary Danish architecture. And I think one of the things I've realized after having moved to the United States is that one of the things we take for granted in Scandinavia is that we almost can't do anything without having both like a social concern, like how is this going to create life around the buildings, and also the sort of environmental aspect, that it's almost like second nature in a Danish situation that things have to be, if nothing else, then at least like intelligent about how they use the resources. And I actually think those two things are really climbing up to the top of the agenda in the built environment in America. So I think in that sense, there is a certain confluence of values between America and Denmark right now.
Bjarke Ingels, a Danish architect whose firm will be remaking the South Mall of the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. Great to speak with you. Thank you.
It was a pleasure.